From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a new standard for what you hear on the radio and TV. So-called fleeting expletives are now acceptable, but not here on Day to Day.
Certainly not. First, in Washington today, a former top Bush administration official was sentenced to 30 months in prison. He's Lewis Scooter Libby, the former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney. He's been convicted of lying and obstructing an investigation into the 2003 leak of CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity. NPR's Ari Shapiro's on the line with us from the federal courthouse in Washington. Ari, tell us about this sentence. How does it measure up there?
Well, 30 months is certainly far more than the defense was hoping for. You know, they were arguing that Scooter Libby should not be sentenced to prison at all. They wanted him, they wanted the judge to consider Libby's public service. They wanted him to consider what the defense lawyer called the public humiliation that Libby has already endured during the course of this very public trial. Defense lawyer Ted Wells told the judge, "Mr. Libby has been exposed, unlike people convicted in a normal case that flies under the radar screen, to overwhelming negative press coverage. He has endured public scorn and ridicule. He has been inundated on a regular basis by hate mail." Defense lawyer Wells tried to urge the judge that, combined with Libby's history of public service and what he called the enormous positive impact that he had had on this country, should encouraged the judge to give him a very lenient sentence. No prison time was what they were asking for. The judge clearly disagreed.
So what was the judge hearing from the prosecutors on the other side of this?
The prosecutor basically said that the judge needs to send a message with this sentence that telling the truth counts. Patrick Fitzgerald, the prosecutor who's been handling this case from the very beginning, stood up in the courtroom and he said, "Whatever sentence Your Honor imposes needs to make clear that truth matters above all else in the judicial system. When people walk into a courtroom and raise their hand and take an oath," Fitzgerald said, "not only to the parties in the court and the jury, not only do they have to rely on the oath being observed and being adhered to, but the whole system depends on that." You'll recall that Libby was found guilty of lying to the grand jury and to FBI agents about his role in the leak of Valerie Plame, the CIA agent's identity. And Fitzgerald told the court that one lie sent investigators into what he called a funhouse of mirrors, where they didn't know what was the truth. They had all of these conflicting stories, and they had to summon witnesses, ask questions, compel testimony that they never would have had to do otherwise. And Fitzgerald said this sentence really needed to emphasize the importance of truth-telling in the judicial system.
It did seem like an excruciatingly long investigation. Ari, when is this sentence going to be served? I know the case is under appeal, but does Mr. Libby have to go to jail right now?
We don't know that yet, and that's going to be an important detail here because Libby's lawyers, as you say, are appealing the verdict, and they're also holding hope out that President Bush will appeal Libby. Observers believe that if the president does that, it's not going to be until late in the term. Previous presidents have a history of issuing controversial pardons on almost their very last day in office. And so if the judge decides that Libby doesn't have to start serving his prison sentence for, say, another year or another 2 years, that could buy Libby enough time both to pursue his appeal and to hold out hope that this pardon may come down in the last days of President Bush's administration.
And what did the judge have to say in imposing the sentence?
He seemed really sad. He said, "The investigation that was embarked upon in this case was extremely serious, and the conduct that Mr. Libby has been convicted of that impeded that investigation is serious behavior." Judge Reggie Walton said, "There has to be a sentence that promotes respect for the law, and individuals have to understand that when you transgress the law, there are consequences for that."
NPR's Ari Shapiro reporting from Washington. Ari, thank you again.